Here in the city of Kobane, just a stone throw away from one of the city's main roundabouts, a 10-meter-tall statue of an angel-like female Kurdish fighter stands over two destroyed Islamic State armed group tanks. Just across it is the media center. Here, I meet Rania Mohamed, a journalist since 2011 and head of the media center for the past 2 years. She says the war has not only left a mark on Kurdish society, but also has changed the role of women.
Before 2011, before the revolution here, women had little or no role in the community. As a media center, we're trying to involve women as much as possible to be more active inside the community. Women tended to be housebound, and we've tried to break those boundaries.
For decades, a deep-rooted patriarchal culture limited the role women could play in society. Rania's assistant is Ajin Hemo. She says before the war, it was difficult for young women to break free from the traditional conservative views that the society guarded, and for young women to achieve their goals.
I want to talk about my personal experience. When I first started working in media, it was hard to convince my family and my grandmother to accept what I was doing. Before the war, it was already difficult for Kobani society to accept working women, especially in the media.
Traveling around in this autonomous northern region of Syria, also known as Rojava, what's noticeable is the administrative power sharing between men and women. As tea is served, Rania says one of the media center's main goals is to promote women's active role in Kurdish media and Rojavan society.
The revolution that took place, we can also call it a woman's revolution. It's allowed women to attain higher positions in society. Now, in each office or department in the region, be it the military, social or political, you can see women on equal footing with men. And here at the media center, we're trying to reactivate or activate women's role in society.
In Kobane's cultural center, the head of the cinematographic department is Zilan Hemo, Algin's sister. Though Kurdish cinema is slowly developing, when it comes to women's position in its society, she says there are attitudes that still need to be overcome.
This varies from place to place, street to street, and family to family. Some families frown upon women when they come back late in the evening. In other situations, they complain about what women wear, their style of clothes and type of makeup worn.
And how does she feel when young women, like herself, come across such views?
Sometimes I wish I could leave because of what people say and what society keeps telling me. But reflecting deeply on my thoughts and about the situation here, I say to myself that if I decide to go, then these old beliefs that still remain in society will continue to follow me. So it's best if I stay here and fight to confront these attitudes.
In the siege of Kobane and other battles fought against the Islamic State armed group, hundreds of Kurdish female fighters fought and paid the highest price in liberating Syria from IS. Talking to Rania, Algin and Zilan, the energy and purpose they are injecting into the community is evident. Not only they are playing a vital role in Rojava, but also in gender equality and women's rights in Kurdish society. Philip Warwick for RFI, Kobane, Syria.